Cabaret Voltaire wrapping up that set of music with Don't Argue. We lost Robert H. Kirk, one of the founding members of Cabaret Voltaire, back in September 21st. I knew the date, September 21st. He was only 65 years old. And if you're unfamiliar with Cabaret Voltaire and you've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when Ferris is in his bedroom, if you're like me and I looked at all his posters to see what cool posters he had on the wall, he had this giant Cabaret Voltaire poster on his wall. Before the Cabaret Voltaire, some Bush Tetris with Too Many Creeps, because D-Pop, the drummer for Bush Tetris, passed on October 9th at the age of 65. Also, D also played drums with like the Gun Club and Jane County, the Shams, a whole bunch of post-punk bands back in the 1980s. And speaking of post-punk bands, Delta 5 gave us a song I've always loved, Mind Your Own Business. Vocalist guitarist Jules Sale passed at the age of 63 on the same day as Richard Kirk from Cabaret Voltaire, September 21st. And then I played just some Nirvana. You heard me play Nirvana, Come As You Are, and you're like, wait a minute, dude. I'm pretty sure the remaining members of Nirvana are around. But they are. They are. But I played that because they recorded that album, Nevermind, at Sound City Studios out in California. And Sound City Studios featured this audio board. If you haven't seen the documentary, look it up. It's a great documentary. This audio board that Robert Neve created. He was this audio engineer genius. He was 94 years old, and he passed back in February 12th. So I thought I'd play something that was recorded on that Neve recording board. And speaking of audio geniuses, Lou Ottens passed away at the age of 94 as well, back on March 6th. And he actually invented the cassette tape. So how about a shout-out to Lou. Oh, some other artists that, if you want to know, who recorded at Sound Studio, because there is a list, a big list, like Fleetwood Mac recorded there, Pat Benatar, Cheap Trick did their Heaven Tonight album there, Tom Petty recorded there, a bunch of stuff, and then also, like, Rat Out of the Cellar was recorded there, Keel, Saxon, bunch, obviously, of artists have recorded at that studio. And then I start off the entire set, as I mentioned on the get-go, Senseless Things with Everybody's Gone. Frontman Mark Keds passed away on January 11th of 2021 at the age of 50. We are trying to encroach at the top of the hour. These are all the songs that could fit into 1 hour. And so this is what I do. I try to cram as many songs as I can into 1 hour. But I do want to remind you, when I'm playing like that Bush Tetris and the Delta 5 and some of that, that reminds me of a minute pause. Yeah, it's just 60 seconds of time. No, a minute pause. That's just a small, almost insignificant space. Wait. All right, get it right. It's a minute pause. Your host is Sean Watson. It's Easton every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here on 88.3 FM WRCT. And don't forget, if you are currently caring for an older loved one, navigating coronavirus can be intimidating. AARP is here to help with tips on how to create a plan. Go to aarp.org for more information. My name is Paul. I'm the Moxster. You can reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. If you've got a suggestion for a song for a future show here on WRCT. To where we are now, which is just, let's say, 11 o'clock here on 88.3 FM. WRCT Pittsburgh. Guess what happens at 11 o'clock during the Viva Lamont radio show? Yeah, we do a WRCT radio calendar. Let you know a couple things happening throughout the week, the weekend, next week, the month, who knows? A couple things that we are aware of. Because it's a pandemic and the state has put a mandatory shelter in place edict in. There's not a lot you can do, but I do want to remind you of things like All Fruit Art. It's a nonprofit that is building a new type of arts community that is trying to connect the public with original art made by artists 16 to 24 years old. You can find out more at offrootart.com. Also, the East End Community Thrift Store, located at 5123 Penn Avenue in Garfield, is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from noon to 4. They are right next door to the Thomas Merton Center, The thrift store features clothing, furniture, and household appliances. For more information, you can call them up at 412-361-6010. I'm sorry, 361-6010. And I'm going to call that my WRCT radio calendar as we get into the Thanksgiving weekend, or we wrap up the Thanksgiving weekend. I think we're already into it. It's Friday. We've already eaten all the eats and watched all the watch and realized that Monday's right around the corner, but hopefully you've enjoyed potentially a day off. I'm not sure what that means in this world, because maybe you work from home, so are there days off? But that's my WRCT radio calendar. You can hear the calendar each and every day, as you did just now, at 1 p.m., again at 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. If you have something to include on this radio calendar, send us the details at least a week in advance to WRCT. No, send it to radio-calendar at wrct.org. You would think my brain would know what's going on, but it doesn't. We're halfway through a Black Friday celebration. Hopefully you've had a great Black Friday. I am playing songs only with Black in the title, or artists with Black in the title, which means somebody has tried calling in to say, Moxter, where's the man in black? Where's Johnny Cash? Oh,
well, you
he's
wonder
right here.
Why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down. Living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
I don't want you to worry, I'm okay. Just didn't want you seeing me this way. We tried to talk about it, but we didn't understand. We never really talked much anyway. I might have found a place to call my home, place where all good sinners I couldn't make it on my own. But I'm not dead, I'm in Pittsburgh. And now I can't get out of town. I'm not dead, I'm in Pittsburgh. They got me all strung up, come cut me down. Like the weeds and all the cracks, all my memories come back. Like some Allegheny smack in the face. It's all just one big monkey house to me. Just living ain't the same as stop and think about it, it'll only make you sad. Come put me out my misery, 'cause I'm not dead, I'm in Pittsburgh, where a man can lose his mind. I'm not dead, I'm in Pittsburgh. They got me suited up for crazy time.
The chauffeur at the wheel dressed up so fine. Hey there, Viva La Mocksters. I'm Mando Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. Not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mockster's hip act fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
Gone too long, it's good to be back, 'cause I'm dead loose from the news. That's kept me hanging about. I'm looking at the sky, 'cause it's getting me high. Forget the hearse, 'cause I never die. I got nine lives, cat's eyes. I'm using every one of them and running wild, 'cause I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. You know I'm one with the bullet on my power pack, 'cause I'm in a bang with a gang. They gotta catch me if they want me to hang, 'cause I'm back in the track and I'm beating the flag. Nobody's gonna get me on another ramp. No, look at me now, I'm just making my play. Don't wanna press your luck, just get out of my way. And I'm back. Yes, I'm back. Well, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. You know why? feathers on the chicken. We gonna try them well-worn stairs tonight. If you let me get up. And then we're gonna get it up, refer to song.
AC Dixie wrapping up that set of music with their tribute to AC/DC's Back in Black. Before that, some Chet Atkins doing the Black Mountain Rag. Speaking of Chet Atkins, let's keep him in the background as my background music as I tell you what else I played in that set of music before. The Chet Atkins, actually some Bobby Bear in there, traveling around in that long black limousine. Frank Black, by request, someone said, Mockster, you're doing a night of songs and artists with black in the title, you have to play some Frank Black. I'm like, I don't have to do anything, but I will, because that was a great request. And why not play his song, I'm Not Dead, I'm in Pittsburgh. Hey, starting off the entire set, speaking of the Man in Black, which I wasn't, but I will, Johnny Cash with the Man in Black started the entire set. Gets us to where we are now. It's about 20 minutes past your 11 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. Unless you are listening to an encore presentation of this show, which is means it's not Friday, November 27th. Today is Friday, November 27th, and we're celebrating Black Friday. Because it's the day after Thanksgiving, and I've decided to play 4 hours worth of music with black in the title or artists with black in their name. So we're over the midway point of this, which means we're on the downward spiral, if that's one way to look at it. Before we get into more music, I do want to remind you that Zeke's Coffee joins you in supporting WRCT. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery located at 6015 Penn Avenue in the middle of Penn Circle over in East Liberty. They specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. For more information on how they are handling the pandemic, and you can support them by drinking delicious coffee, check out their website at ZekesCoffeePGH.com. Let's keep the twine going for at least another set of music. Played this last week, and I threatened that I would play it again this week. Actually, the next two artists, I played them both last week, and I was like, oh my gosh, they both have songs with black in the title. You'll hear them this week, which is Now Week. Starting off with Pittsburgh's own Deliberate Strangers, it's Two Black Cats here on the Viva La Mock radio program. If you got a suggestion for a future request, send me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. That's wrctrequest@gmail.com.
milk and barroom ladies dressed in your worldly pride. You gotta ride that little black train that's coming in tonight. Your $1 million fortune, mansion glittering white, you can't take it with you when the train rolls in tonight. Get ready for your savior, fix your business right. You gotta ride that little black train that's coming in tonight. There's a little black train that's coming, coming down the track. You gotta ride that little black train and it ain't gonna bring you back.
She was colder. She wore a black silk ribbon in a bow around her throat. For her lover, she walked the halls, her young heart singing. Ooh. He left a note on the pillow in the lamplight. The words were dancing, something smooth on her fingers. Black silk ribbon like a cold comfort. Ooh. I'm leaving, he said, and I'll find my own way home. And the hounds in the courtyard, they were waiting for their master. When a cry from the window, "Don't you love me?" Ooh. And for him, it was simple. It wasn't until he noticed there was something in her eyes. In the mirror, the ribbon came as a surprise. He cried, "Ooh." Find your own way home. But wasn't there something better waiting? Didn't you feel it too? See the black silk ribbon fly. Between me and you.
Long Sunday. worship our Lord above. So now let our sins be forgiven and meet with our loved ones above. I'll meet you in church Sunday morning, and we'll all kneel down and pray. We'll pray to our Lord up in heaven to guide us safe home on our way. In heaven I'll hear a voice calling from the land.
but mine. Nobody knows but me.
It's Mike Ness of Social Distortion fame from his Cheating at Solitaire release with Long Black Veil. Before the Mike Ness, something from the Blacks, one of their Bloodshot Records releases, Dolly Horror Show, gave us the Bill Monroe penned I'll Meet You in Church Sunday Morning. Before that, Neil Finn of Crowded House Split Ends fame, his son's project called Seven Worlds Collide. That was a collaboration he did with KT Tunstall called Black Silk Ribbon. Freakwater in there as well with the Woody Guthrie penned Little Black Train from the Old Paint album. And Pittsburgh's own Deliberate Strangers from their debut Hog Wild and Pig Bitin' Mad. That was an original called Two Black Cats. Wrapping up that set of music, we're trying to approach the midnight hour in about, 20 minutes? And we're just playing songs with the word black in it, artists with the word black in their name. To celebrate, it is Black Friday if you are listening to this show. And it's not Black Friday, then you are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. Liam Finn, of course, being Neil's son, is a Kiwi. So let's head down towards Down Under. Not quite Down Under. Let's head over to New Zealand for something from Black City Lights. It's Give It Up here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I'm the Mockster. You can always send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
I walked alone. I thought it was my right to go. If I go with the stranger, was so close, so close to me. Breathing down my neck and my head is full and overflowing. Dead, restless, losing senses. I will not give.
celebrate the fact that we've seen the back of another black day.
blinded to disease. And each day I pray, please take me away.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, as no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake, and the sun in my disgrace. Boiling heat, summer stench, neath the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black old sun, won't you come to wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Steal the warm wind tight frame. Times are gone for honest men, and sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, a walk and sleep, and my youth I pray to keep.
heaven send hell away. No one sings like you anymore.
Like old sun, watch it come and wash away the rain. Black old sun, watch it come, watch it come. Black old sun, watch it come,
watch it come,
wash away. Won't you
the rain,
come?
Won't you come?
Hang my head. Drown my fear till you all just disappear. Black old sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come?
Won't you come?
Wash away the rain.
Wash away
sun. Won't
the rain.
You come? Won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Black old sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
Black old sun, won't you come? Won't you come?
It's Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet doing Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun here on the Viva La Mach radio program.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mach radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mochster. It is WRCT Pittsburgh. I want to let you know that you can hear my program each and every Friday night in its original run, live and in person. But occasionally here on WRCT, we like to play some encore presentations, and that's what this is. Most of this next 2 hours originally aired on February 4th, 2022. I say most because, you know what, I'm going to throw in probably about 20 minutes of new content that wasn't aired Friday, February 4th, 2022. So let's get into this encore presentation of Viva La Mach right after this message.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
I should tell you, you are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. It's a little show we like to call Viva La Mach. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Paul. I am the Mochster. You can reach me. You can reach me through the emails at WRCTRequest at gmail.com. That is my digital address. My rockin' attorney keeps telling me, you got to get on the Instas, dude. And I'm not really sure what that means. But speaking of my rockin' attorney, I should remind you that you should join him. His name's Eric Jackson Lurie, and he does 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a show called Quartz in Session. It focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. Happens each and every Thursday at 8. Now, to check the schedule, make sure his encore is still Monday. I think it might be Monday at noon still, in case you missed the Thursday. And speaking of Jerry's Records, while I'm thinking about that, speaking of Jerry's Records, which I have been doing with the upcoming Jerry's Record mock. If you tune in on Monday, you will hear him. He did an exclusive interview with Jerry a few years ago, and he dug that out of the archives. And it's fun to hear because Jerry was a very loyal supporter of WRCT. How about some Dire Straits? Why not? Let's just make it happen. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. Skate away.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
We're going to start today with something that I know some in my audience don't really want to accept. But when we deny an empirical reality, we're really all the worse off. There's no advantage to denying an empirical reality. And the empirical reality is that Joe Biden's approval rating is not good. And it's actually getting down to where Donald Trump was at this point in his presidency. And we're going to talk about why. We'll talk about the implications and we'll talk about what could be done to reverse it. But it is now very clear that Joe Biden has a political problem on his hands. And as a result, Democrats have a political problem on their hands. In terms of the numbers, Joe Biden's approval has dropped below 40% for the first time in his presidency, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. Now, what Real Clear Politics does is it takes a number of different polls individually, some of which might have a bias, like, for example, it includes the Rasmussen poll, which can have a sort of a right wing bias. It includes the IBD tip poll, which some say has a bit of a left wing bias, et cetera. And you get an average. And yesterday that average dropped for the first time below 40 to 39.8. And today has recovered just a sliver to exactly 40. And as you can see, if you're watching, that's the lowest that it has been since the start of Joe Biden's presidency. And if we ask the question, well, it's common that sometimes presidents come into office with a higher approval and then it sort of declines over time. How does it compare to past presidents? And 538 does that for us. And what you see when you look is that Joe Biden came into office with a significantly higher approval than Donald Trump, about 10 points higher. And that has slowly gone down, down, down to where they are now almost identical. At this point in their presidencies, Biden and Trump are now basically equal in terms of approval. Joe Biden's approval is well below where Barack Obama's was at this point in his presidency. It, because of 9/11, is dramatically below where George W. Bush's was, although George W. Bush did ultimately squander the high approval that came in the aftermath of 9/11. Joe Biden's approval, although for a period of time was higher than Bill Clinton's at this point in his presidency, it has now dropped below. Biden's approval is well below where George H.W. Bush's was. It is below where Ronald Reagan's was. And if we want to go back further, it is also below where Jimmy Carter's was. Similar to Gerald Ford, well below Richard Nixon. And, you know, we could go back further, and it's a different era. If you go back to LBJ, Kennedy and Eisenhower, it's a completely different political era altogether. I don't know how much we get from looking at those numbers. But the point here is Joe Biden does have a political problem on his hands. Now, why is Joe Biden's approval so low? It's a combination of things. First and foremost, it has been some time since Joe Biden has had what we might consider a major accomplishment. Relatively early on, Joe Biden had the COVID stimulus package. Shortly after that, there was the dramatic rollout of the accelerated rollout of COVID vaccines. But then Joe Biden got hit with the Delta variant. Then Joe Biden left Afghanistan, which I believe is 110% the right decision. But the right was able to weaponize it pretty successfully in terms of saying it was chaotic and misplanned and all the things that it would have been under Trump as well. But that hurt Joe Biden. Infrastructure was done, but it got relatively little coverage. And then now there's sort of this lull. And so I think there's a couple different questions that we could ask. One, in a vacuum, what could Joe Biden do to raise his approval in the short term? I did a TikTok clip about this by popular demand. And there's a few different things that Joe Biden could do in the short term, although I don't know how much they would benefit him long term. You know, we've talked about the student loan forgiveness. There is no doubt that doing some student loan forgiveness would help Joe Biden's approval.